Good afternoon, people of the Most High God. Khadijah here, Kick At Moments, Revelations of Life. Your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. And the conversation continues. Another word from the prophet in Mombasa: let he who have an ear hear what the voice of the Lord is saying to his people. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Let me pray with you. Father, I thank you. I glorify your name, for you are the Lord God who reveals what is in the secret into the that it is in the open, O Father. O Father, glorify your holy name. Be magnified. Use my tongue, use my mind, my soul, and my thoughts, O Father. I submit all before you, Lord Father, for I surrender to you, so that whoever gets to listen this voice will be healed from any kind of a demonic possession that the devil has. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your healing and your spirit and your word heal us. In the mighty name of Jesus, in Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. And this is what I want to share with you, because the Lord kept on pushing me to share with my fellow believers. And he took me to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. And this is what the Lord says, that from verse 1 to, that is, verse 5. Let me read with you. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, in who is the judge and living and the dead, and by his appearing his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort by unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears will accumulate themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Amen. I think the scripture explains very well. And he told me to warn the earth about the new coming of the new doctrine and teachings that are not of him. And he told me to warn that people should buy Bibles at the right time, because sooner they will no longer be the Bibles we used to see. There will be changes that are going to be made. There are things that are going to miss, both in the devices that we have and also the hard copies that are being produced. There are things that are going to change. Also, the doctrine is going to change in the church, and it's changing because there is a certain pressure that the devil is putting into the government, into the people, whereby it is forcing the lesser strong servants of God, who think they have to please men, they will have to change to that doctrine, whereby it will be a deceiving, and their teachings will not be according to the will of God. Though into the ears of men, they will think that is the best doctrine and teachings that they will have, because it serves what they want to hear, not what God wants them to hear. So I warn you in the name of the Lord, that the Lord and his Spirit, the Son of God, who abides in us, who keeps on warning us, today he's warning us on that matter. I wish that you, brethren, and everyone, you can share this to everyone to note and understand that whatever doctrine that is going to arise, be careful of what you hear. And be careful, and be a reader of the scripture, not just a listener. That will be cool for you and for me and everyone, that we may be saved from the bad doctrine and the false doctrine and teachings that are going to arise. Pray consistently, pray without ceasing, pray and watch. Keep on watching and praying. Pray without stopping. Fast. Fasting doesn't mean only fasting in food. Fast in everything. When you fast, make sure you shut all manner of desires of your flesh and all normalities, so that you may present your prayers well before God. Amen. Called by God, as you have heard the scripture, while I was reading the scripture, that in Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, whereby you are being insisted that you teach urgently, be urgent, be quick in enlightening and teaching the people about that is the understanding of God and what God wants the people to do. Because I'm not the only one who is getting this. I know God is speaking to different people, and I know once God speaks to you, don't be afraid. Bring it out, tell it to the people, so that you know you may not be judged of not letting the men of God understand what God wants, so that they will not fail for the cause of your silence. God bless you. Love you all.
Amen, amen, amen. You have heard the prophet. Let he who have an ear hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to his people. Again, thank you so very much for joining us for Conversation with the Prophet. Again, I'm Khadijah, KCAT Moments, Revelations of Life. I love you with the love of Christ. There is nothing that you can do about it. And you have a God fantastic rest of your week. Shalom.